The Navajo Reservation is the largest in the country. It spreads wide, not just horizontally, covering almost 30,000 miles in Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico, but also vertically, down into deep canyons and up high into ponderosa pine forests. The Navajo Nation is semi-autonomous. There's some 200,000 citizens living just on the reservation and perhaps more than 100,000 more living out across the country. And when Election Day comes this November 2nd, there's going to be a historic vote. Linda Lovejoy could become the first female president of the Navajo Nation. Here to speak with us is Jennifer Dinetdale. She's a professor of Navajo women's history. And Paul Jones, news anchor for KTNN in Window Rock, both citizens of the Navajo Nation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Getting up early for us there in Mountain Time. You know, Jennifer, let me ask you, why has the Navajo Nation not elected a female president before this, do you think?
Well, I think the way in which the modern Navajo government was created on an American democratic model, it really privileged male leadership. And I think that's probably one of the reasons.
And there's traditionally, I mean, would you call it a traditionally patriarchal or male-dominated society, or no?
No, I don't think so. I think that Navajo gender ideals really think that both male and female are important to the society.
Well, let's hear from Linda Lovejoy herself. Here she is actually announcing her candidacy for president of the Navajo Nation.
We as the Nez people have strayed from those deep-seated core values that once held us unified and in unison.
Yeah. That almost sounds like it could be from a Tea Party rally, getting back to traditional ideals. And yet some of her opponents say if she wins, they're predicting all kinds of doom and gloom, even down to terrible weather if she were elected. Can you tell me a little bit about what she is hoping to change in the government there?
Well, I think that many Navajo people are very discouraged about the present state of the Navajo Nation government in terms of it seems like our leaders just can't get along. Just yesterday I heard that the Navajo Tribal Council refused to hear President Joe Shirley Jr.'s State of the Nation address. And to many people that was just very discouraging and a sign of the dysfunction of the government.
Well, Paul Jones, Let me ask you, generally, Navajo voters are relatively active. They usually have pretty good turnout rates. Do you think that's going to hold true for this? Is Linda Lovejoy going to draw people to the polls, either for or against?
Yes and no, because right now, I've been more or less observing and doing the radio remote for her, and there's a lot of people that are going to her rally and stuff like that, and I believe she's going to get a lot of vote. But again, there's still people are on the doubting side of her running as a female. So I really don't know right there. So because I think it's mostly the traditional people saying that. There should be a woman be a leader, but yet another tradition says that a woman is always there to get the man going. So I really don't know how it's going to go, but I know it's going to be a neck-to-neck vote.
Well, you know, Paul Jones, you're the anchor, the news anchor at KTNN in Window Rock. And although, as you say, there are people saying it goes against tradition to have a woman as the president, there are others who say, look, traditionally in our society, women are brought in to clean up messes, to be the backbone, to be the strong kind of administrator of the home and the family. And that's why she might be able to clear out some of the mess in the government there. Is that kind of accurate?
That's very true, yes, because we never, I think the reason why people are exaggerating is because we never had a woman as a hell of a type of a position before, except for one back in a few years back, but she never went up to running for the Navajo Nation president, but she did very good, and I think this time a woman that's running for the president is kind of the first experience for the Navajo Nation. That's why there's a lot of yes and no going around.
Well, Jennifer, let me ask you, there are other Navajo, other tribal nations have elected females as presidents, but if Linda Lovejoy wins, that means the Navajo will have elected a woman as their president before the United States does. There has to be a certain measure of pride in that, right?
Yes, and I think that I've often been told that other Native nations look to the Navajo Nation as a model. And so I'm sure that it will be a very encouraging sign if Linda Lovejoy is elected president of the Navajo Nation.
And Paul, do you think people are more motivated by her gender at the polls than they are about the economy or the state of unemployment on the reservation?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are.
Really, the gender means more.
Right.
So the vote in on November 2nd, let me ask Paul first, you think it's going to be about a female versus a male?
More or less, but yet there's some issues that it's being brought out on both sides, and I think a lot of people are looking at that issue too as well.
Okay, Paul Jones is the news anchor at KTNN in Window Rock, Arizona. Jennifer, let me ask you the same question. Do you agree with Paul that the vote on November 2nd, at least for the Navajo Nation, will be about gender?
It's kind of hard to say right now. I went recently to a Lovejoy Thule presidential forum where the president and vice president candidates were there. And one of the things that Lovejoy and Thule said was that they were running on a fresh ticket, that they were new to the Navajo Nation political scene, and so therefore they had something to offer to voters. And they were really playing that up, and I really haven't heard them, any of the candidates, play up gender as an issue. So I think it's really kind of difficult to say, although I have heard and been engaged in discussions about whether or not a woman should be president of the Navajo Nation.
Well, Linda Lovejoy is a New Mexico state senator, never held a position in tribal government, though, and she could become the first female president of the Navajo Nation. That is Jennifer Dinette Dale, citizen of the Navajo Nation and associate professor of American Studies at the University of New Mexico. We also spoke with Paul Jones of KTNN in Window Rock. Thanks to both of you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.